Chapter 4. Luke set things up so I was cleared to work as a second photographer at Arkady Vasilyev's private party at the National Gallery of Art the following week. The two of us had already stopped by the museum to take test shots and check lighting, so we had done our homework. But Seth MacDonald, the gallery's director, still wanted us to come by for a final after-hours meeting the night before the event. I have photographed heads of state whose staff didn't require this amount of hoop jumping and security. But Luke told MacDonald that he, Alicia Jones, and I would be there at 6 sharp on Tuesday. The first day I worked at Focus, no one showed up to sit at the receptionist's desk, and I wondered if it was there for show. Then Luke told me he had hired Alicia, Allie, a few weeks before he took me on, agreeing to let her keep odd hours because she occasionally worked nights as a vocalist with a local jazz band. If the salary I made was anything to go by, Luke wasn't paying Allie much either, so accommodating her schedule must have been part of the quid pro quo for the paltry pay. Allie said she met Luke when he saw her by the side of the George Washington Parkway one night, leaning against her car with the hood up. A cool, pretty 20-something with glossy jet-black hair, wearing a strapless jade-colored cocktail dress and stiletto heels, waiting for a chivalrous knight to come along and help a damsel in distress. He jump-started her car, found out she was unemployed during the day, and offered her a job. Allie and I were in the office after hours one evening, drinking white wine and waiting for Luke to get back from a photo shoot for a client's annual report, when she told me that story. I had retreated to one of the black...